Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Activities Mystery Mail Time on a Monday with me, Molly. So if this is the first time you've joined us for a Mystery Mail Time episode, just a little backstory for you. I'm Molly, and I'm the producer of the Paranormal Activity podcast. And if you've ever got in touch with us, whether that's on email, WhatsApp or socials, it's probably me that you've spoken to. Now, we get so many amazing paranormal stories come through to us, whether that's on email at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk, on WhatsApp on 07999 27537, or on our Instagram, Twitter or Facebook. Now, we get so many brilliant paranormal stories through, we can't fit them all into the main episode. So we've decided to dedicate a whole episode just to share some of these amazing stories. So right now, as usual, I'm in the Paranormal Activity Studios in the basement, which is where I sort of reside and where the mail comes through. We've got all sorts floating around in here, whether it's bats, rats, owls. The owls come in and give me the mail. So yeah, I think we are maybe due a big clean down here at the minute. But oh, here's one now. Thank you very much, sir. That's how we tend to get most of our mail coming through. So let's kick off today with an email from Carly Toombs, which is a very on-brand last name there. So Carly writes, "Hi Yvette, I absolutely love the podcasts, really look forward to listening to them and having my me time away from sticky fingers, Lego blocks and loud kiddie carnage. I'm not quite brave enough for a voice note, but I wanted to share a few of my experiences with you and anyone else interested. Now that's completely fine, we still love hearing your stories even if you're not feeling up to sending a voice note in. And remember as well, you can be anonymous with these emails or your voice notes, so don't be shy, send them in, we love to hear your paranormal stories. Anyway, back to the email. My mum and I watched Most Haunted together for many years. My mum was a complete skeptic all of her life until I moved out of my childhood home many years ago. I'm really looking forward to finding out what made her a believer after being a complete skeptic. So let's jump right into it. I moved out alone to an old cottage built in the 1600s in Suffolk, where I had daily occurrences with a spirit there. I had an image of a certain lady in my head, but will never know if it was an accurate image or not. Since then, my images have been more accurate. That may well have been the spirit projecting themselves and sort of letting you know who they are. To name a few incidences, my two cats would stare at doorways and walls completely in sync. Doors would open by themselves in front of me and latches and handles would move unaided in my view. Bells would ring and curtains moved. I lived alone, so I knew that I had turned radios and lights off when leaving my home. But when I'd get home from work, my neighbours would often complain about music playing throughout the day. Lights were always left on and cupboards left open. A bottle of wine moved across the table once and then shot off the edge, smashing the tiles. If I listened to any modern music, it would instantly be turned off or over. Really interesting there, because we actually had a listener story a couple of weeks back. I don't know if any of you remember it, but it was a girl who moved into an apartment on her own, sort of similar experience here. And when she was away, neighbours would complain that she was playing music really loud, but she wasn't in there. And it got to a point where neighbours were knocking on her door and shouting at her for something that she wasn't even doing. So she had crazy activity in that house. And I wonder if things are going to go the same way as that story. It's also interesting that if it's modern music, it's getting turned off. So makes me think, is this a spirit that still maybe doesn't know that it's passed on or doesn't want to leave their home because that is still their house? And if there's music playing that you don't like in your house, I guess you would turn it off or turn it over. Footsteps throughout the night on the stairs was often a daily occurrence. I once woke up during the night to discover my rocking chair rocking calmly on its own, with bluish lights moving slowly around it at the end of my bed. My sister witnessed this too. We always love it when two people witness the same thing. Feels like there's a lot more evidence there if two people see it. So this is great, great news. I tried to be respectful of her. I say her due to the floral scents, and although at times I was unnerved, I was never scared of her directly. There's some similarities here again. Just jumping in again, there's some more similarities. I remember in Paul O'Grady's episode, he has a spirit in his home and he smells floral perfume, like floral scents again. And he got in touch with somebody who lived there previously or knew the woman who lived in the home previously, and they knew the perfume that she wore. He went and bought this perfume on eBay and the scents match up to what he's already smelling in the house. So this must have been her favourite scent, a floral scent, and she's still walking around in the house. We had a similar thing in my own family, that my nan, her home, you'd smell perfume all of a sudden and you wouldn't know where it came from. Nobody was wearing this perfume. This seems like quite a common occurrence with spirits. She just seemed to be going about a business. I agree with you here, Carly. My mum believed me, but thought there were always logical explanations. That was until she came into my home and said, "Okay then, if you're really here, then show me." The door swung open with such force and hit my mum square in the face. Needless to say, she believed me fully afterwards. Sadly, my mum died a year or two after I moved out of the house with a sudden brain hemorrhage at 49 years old. It was Christmas Eve 2010. It was instant and unexpected, but I'd felt my nan pass before, and I know this sounds completely bonkers, but I knew my mum had too. I was asleep that night and had a vivid dream. I was in a white room with a single table and two chairs. I had a mug of tea and sat down. My mum came and sat opposite me with her mug of tea and told me, "You know I have to go, Cars, don't you?" Cars is my nickname. "You have to be strong for your dad, brother and sister. I will be with you. You understand that, don't you?" I didn't say a single word, just nodded. When I woke up, I remembered the dream so clearly and still do to this day. I received a telephone call and my mum had passed. I felt surprisingly calm and accepted it straight away, whilst my family fell apart. I did what I was instructed to do and took care of them and the business as best I could. I was young myself. What a beautiful moment you both had here. Very similar to Yvette and her dad being in a white room, but she was definitely visiting you to say goodbye, and she's definitely still looking over you now. And you can see that because you write, "My mum often communicates with me by flashing lights, moving objects, and spoons in teacups seem to be a thing for a while. We receive birthday balloons on mine and my husband's birthday, we share the same day, which turn up hanging in trees in our garden or on the front door, and I smell her often. I've received huge white feathers in unsettling situations, which I know is my mum saying that you're safe. Both of my children have seen, spoken and played with her in the past as toddlers. We have experienced quite extraordinary things over baby monitors when she first passed. I've felt her sit on the end of my bed and touch my hand. Knowing she's not completely gone gives me peace and comfort. My husband also lost his father to suicide. We often smell bonfire smoke in our home. He was a firefighter. This smell was common when he returned home from work. We don't have an open fire. My kids used to say, when asked what they were doing, playing with granddad." That is so lovely to know that even your children are still hanging around with your parents, and that they're still a part of your lives. Just really, really nice to hear. Fast forward to being pregnant with my first child, we moved into a lovely cottage where I instantly felt the strong presence of another elderly lady. You must have a gift if you're experiencing all this paranormal activity, and it's so nice to hear that none of it's negative either. On the day of me and my husband moving in, I was packing some of her trinkets and china up carefully in a box. The owners had sold most of her things as she didn't have any living family. As renters, we boxed up the rest and set it aside. As I was sweeping the kitchen floor, my broom handle broke. Me and my husband were alone and it was getting late. I placed the broken handle in a box of her things to discard later, and as I walked away across the other side of the room, the handle flew straight into my lower back. Me and my husband both witnessed it. Great to hear that as well. And I must admit, it left me cold with shock. I apologised to her aloud as I felt she must have felt disrespected by me putting my rubbish in her box of things. I then placed her things in the garage where they remained throughout our time there. The next day, I asked aloud if she was happy with us living there, and if so, could she please give me a clear sign? One old penny was left in every room by the doorway or window, and I was delighted and took this as a yes. It was okay. I was to find out by elderly neighbours that Olive, the lady who had been born, died, and had her ashes scattered in that home and garden, was previously a midwife throughout the 60s. She never married after losing her sweetheart during World War II and didn't have children. I can't explain how comforting it felt to have her there whilst being pregnant myself, despite our negative start. I once fainted painting the wall alone in the house while pregnant. I came to with the window open. It stupidly wasn't open beforehand. I was okay and I felt like Olive was looking after me at times. I agree with you there, I think she was too. My first baby had grave complications and almost lost his life during delivery, which resulted in an emergency C-section. I had an overwhelming feeling to get checked out towards the end of my pregnancy and do think my midwife assumed I was being overly cautious. Thank goodness I did, as my baby was struggling and his heartbeat was so very faint. It was a terrible rush to get him out. He's 7 now and very healthy. The image I had in my head of what Olive looked like was very different to the other lady in the first house. One day I said aloud, "I'd love to know what you look like." And to my surprise, the next day, the lovely elderly neighbour popped by and said, "I found an old picture of Olive attending her 90th birthday party and I thought you'd like to see." I was over the moon. She was exactly how I pictured her to be, down to her build and hairstyle. I could honestly recount endless interactions and sightings of shadows, noises, and people passing through. It felt like two families living parallel lives in the same home. I never felt my mum in that home. I think Olive's presence was just too strong. I agree with you there. If she's born, lived, and died there, that is her home, and she must have such a strong presence and energy there. The midwife must still be in her nature, and she was looking after you there. She must have sent that warning through, and thank goodness she did, if your little boy was really struggling in the womb. It's like you both had a mutual respect, both knew each other lived there, and yeah, you were living parallel lives. So nice to hear that it was a positive experience and not negative like some of the other stories we've had. Carly finishes by saying, "Although we've moved on to another home now, I still think of Olive and will always be grateful to her for looking after us during that period. I feel I was meant to be living there at that particular period in my life. Thank you, kindest regards, Carly." Oh, thanks, Carly. What a lovely story that you've given. What a lovely story, and I think you definitely have a gift if this much paranormal activity is happening around you, 100%. And if you have any paranormal stories that you want to share to us, again, just send them on through. We love to hear them, whether it's a nicer story like this or maybe something a bit more sinister has happened to you. We want to hear it all. I want to say a big thank you for listening to Paranormal Activities Mystery Mail Time on a Monday with me, Molly. And that we'll be back again this week on Thursday with a main episode and on Saturday with a brand new bonus episode. But in the meantime, if you want to stay up to date, give us a follow and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And just one more time, if you do want to send in a question or an audio clip or a subject topic, anything and everything, you can get in touch on email at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. If you want to get in touch directly with me, that's molly@paranormalpod.co.uk. Molly with a Y, not an IE. And you can send in your voice notes. Remember, you can be anonymous. Just send them on through. We love to hear them. We love to hear your lovely voices. And that is 075-999-27537. So 075-999-27537. And I look forward to hearing all your stories. And one last thing from me, and I'm sure you already know what I'm going to say. Don't forget, remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.